Hello everyone, it's Friday, the end of another week, and I thought I'd record another podcast. And this episode I would like to talk about time. Because time, it feels like I don't have any left to clean the house a bit, to properly play with my little girl without thinking about all the things I need to do, to work on my business, on the course I'm following, to get my business really off the ground and growing. And everyone says it's so important to consistently be present on social media. And the first thing that just comes to mind is, how do I do that? And that's a belief. The belief I have is I don't have enough time to do it all. Well, one thing we can do is hire someone who comes to the house once a week to clean. So that will take some pressure off of that. The second, the most important thing is to change my belief. To just know that I have the time, that whenever I get inspiration, I have the time to to write a post, to record a podcast. So what I want to do today is take you with me how I'm gonna change this belief. And I think I will also record it one day on video. But now, this is the podcast. So what I will do is, I talk to God. I go to Him. And together we change my belief. Normally I do this in my head. Sometimes in bed. Sometimes when I'm doing the dishes. Sometimes when I'm outside taking a walk. So let's see how it goes, and I really want to share this with you all. And why do I want to share this? So you also can get an idea about how to shift your beliefs and how I can guide you in shifting yours. The beliefs that are keeping you back from creating the time you need, working on the business you want, believing more in yourself, whatever. Alright, so let's get started. I'll keep the phone like this, and I hope you can still hear me okay. So I'm sitting comfortable on the couch. I have now my phone in my hands, and my eyes closed. And I just become still inside. I let myself be carried away to a place where I always meet God. It's a light space, not only in color, but also when I'm there, I feel lighter. You know, like He's already releasing me from a lot of weight that I don't need to carry. So much of this is done silently that I'm shifting a bit, but that's okay. So, hi. Today I would like to shift my belief that I don't have enough time, and specifically to be consistently visible on social media, because that's the way people are going to find me. And when I did my tryout the other day, I know I can help so many more people. So I want to be out there. So now He's asking me, what are the positive things about His belief? That I don't have enough time. I think it's I feel safe. I can stay where it's safe, what I know, so I won't be judged and I won't feel vulnerable. What else he asks me? I have to say, I also like kind of like the rush of I need to do this, I need to do that, and then when I get it all done, I feel really good. And yeah, when I don't get it done, because he asked me, and if you don't get it done, if I don't get it done, I feel bad, like I failed. Okay, but we're concentrating on the positive. Yes, that's true. So, the positive thing about not having enough time. I think it's mainly like I can be where I am still comfortable. No, that's not completely it. So I'm going to be still and I'm going to turn inwards to see what the main positive thing about me not having time is. So it's the visibility. I feel pushed. When I need to do something, I feel pushed, and I don't want to feel pushed. I want it to be authentic. All right. So I feel like when I am consistently visible, it feels like I should do it on a schedule and it's not authentic anymore. So how real is that? I think that's my, yes, that's the fear. So that's the underlying fear. So I was thinking about what's positive about this thing, this belief I have, and I actually came a bit a layer deeper, explaining what I realizing that I want to be authentic and real. And that reminds me about what my coach Relina Morse said yesterday, that that's the most beautiful thing about the people she works with, that we are so integer, in that we have a lot of integrity. Let's just say it like that. So God, I love to give you my belief that I don't have the time to be authentically, consistently present on social media. I want to be washed free of this belief. Every cell in my body, I want to ask you to take away all the hooks and bonds of people and things that have led me to believe this. I am forgiving the persons, the people, and the situations that caused me to hold on to this belief. And I also want to thank this belief because it served me as well. So what I'm feeling right now is already, my whole body is tingling. My whole body feels like alert. It's ready, so ready to let this go because it's not serving me. And we're getting one step closer to what I'm supposed to be doing, what I want to live, what I want to live for, what I want to help people with. So I can feel my body resonating on this level and I am on the right track. And I can feel, I can see God smiling upon me and is like nodding like, yes. And I can, he's also listening, you know, asking, he's like saying, I'm here all the time, you know, just give me those beliefs and let's transform them and ready, let's go. So you are right. I'm asking now to, for him to return the energy that I've released with this belief and return it cleansed with a lot of love and with the belief that I always have time, patience, trust to be authentically and consistently present on social media. That I can use the tool to schedule my post and still be authentic through the bone, to the heart, to the soul, in my core. And that the people will know that and they will hear it and they will get drawn to me by what I'm sharing, what I'm telling, and how they can use it as well to grow. So this new belief, this new energy is settling in my body. I feel my body getting more heavy, like settling again. Like I'm returning back into my body. Feeling my fingers again, and my legs, my bum on the sofa. And I feel this new trust and energy and this feeling like, oh yeah, this is what it's meant to be, this is how it should feel, to have the trust that I can do it both, be consistently present, schedule ahead and be truly authentic. So with that, I'm returning back into my body. I've left the place where I go to the talk to God. And I'm ready to close my eyes and start the day. So what I can do now is a muscle test. That's what I do with my two fingers. I can push them together. And then I close my eyes again. And I say, I believe I can be. No, I don't believe. I am consistently present, authentically, on social media. So here I understand, here I know, like, okay, this is not the full belief I want to test, so I'm gonna rearrange the phrase. I am authentically, consistently present on social media, and I have enough time, more than enough time, to get this done. And now I'm trying to release my two fingers, and I can't. This means this belief is strong. So I'm keeping my two fingers really close together, and I'm trying to separate them at the same time, and doesn't. And if I say something that is not true, that I can, I keep my fingers together, you know. And when I'm trying to pull them apart, I can do this. So I'll make a video about this to explain this, because if you haven't got any experience about muscle testing, it sounds like maybe you're a little abracadabra. Like, okay, so you're keeping your fingers together and you're also trying to separate them somehow. So I'll make a little video about this. Yes, so this is how I transform my beliefs. And if you have a belief you want to transform, I am ready, willing and able to help you. And together we can also like nail down the belief that is limiting you. And then I tune in to your energy and God. And I'll take you with me to the place to meet him or her or your creator, who you or what you want to call this energy, that doesn't matter. And releasing it, we're transforming the energy of your belief. And what I mean, I want to explain it a little bit more. What I mean with that is the energy that comes with its belief, we are releasing it and we're giving it back to God. Actually, like to get it really washed and cleaned and turn it into the belief we want. And that's what we're going to instill back into our mind, our body, and our soul. And you will feel, like I feel now, strong, more sure, and especially like I remember, oh yes, this is the truth. And well, show me. And I say to the universe now, well, show me, I am ready. And exactly like now, I have the time, I left my little one with my parents-in-law. And I went back home to clean a little bit. And I thought, you know, I want to record this on a podcast. And I've done it. So, and how I am authentically. So if you have any questions about it, please do ask me. And I will get back to you, I promise. Thank you for listening. And have a great evening, night, day. I don't know when you're going to listen to this. And I will speak to you soon again, I promise. Bye.